Boy, this has been a fun morning. I can't believe that it's almost 10 o'clock already. We've been here since 6 a.m., and I feel like we've only been here for less than an hour. It has been a very fast morning. We've talked to a lot of people here in Marine City that make Maritime Christmas possible. And joining us right now, the director of the Marine City Chamber of Commerce, Erica DeLange. And Erica, good morning. This has been a fun morning here.
Good morning. Yeah, you've had a whirlwind morning.
Well, you've got a whirlwind day coming up tomorrow. You've got all kinds of things happening all day tomorrow.
Yes, we do. It's going to be really exciting. I know you've heard a lot about it today from all the different sponsors, our Maritime Magic sponsors this morning, which we are very appreciative of. So I want to thank them again for supporting our event, because we can't do it without them. So.
Yeah, for sure. And it's events like this that bring people not just from Marine City, but from throughout St. Clair County and really Southeast Michigan coming to visit.
Absolutely. And the social media presence has been huge this year. We had a lot of new committee members that joined us and helped us out with that. So shout out to them, because that really got the word out. And I think our sponsors really appreciated getting the extra boost on social media as well.
Yeah.
So I know it's been shared so many times, I can't even tell you. So we're hoping for people from all over the area.
What are some of the things going on tomorrow, just to kind of remind people what they'll find when they come to Marine City?
Okay, so the day starts at 10 a.m. They'll want to stop at the Lazy Llama and pick up their gift bag, which will have coupons and different specials from our businesses around town. And then ice carving also starts at 10, so at 300 Broadway. So we'll have live ice carving. And this year we're doing one large sculpture that'll be great for photo opportunities when it's done. So they'll want to circle back around later in the afternoon to get some pictures with the ice carving. We'll have carolers in the streets. We have different characters coming into town to visit the different shops. The Grinch, we have Cinderella and her prince, and Elsa and Olaf. So it should be a lot of fun for the kids all day. Cookie decorating at Riverwreck Teen Zone. Different crafts at Anointed and Roasted with Perks. Different things for the kids to do all day, plus Santa.
I think what's fantastic is you've got things for the kids to do. Families can come down, but if you don't have a family, if you don't have kids, you can still come down, you can shop, and you can go on the Ugly Sweater Pub Crawl and really have a good time.
Yes, exactly. And this year we added the pub crawl, and then there's also a scavenger hunt option for cash prizes.
Nice.
So once they register for the pub crawl, they can opt in on the scavenger hunt and visit all of the participating bars. I think there's 11. For tomorrow night, so they'll get a good taste of all the different local restaurants.
It has been fun this morning, Erica, talking to people about Marine City, what makes it special, and what makes it special at Christmas time. So I'll ask you that same question.
Okay, well, just that small town feeling, that's what resonates the most, I think, to people that come to visit, is just the small town kind of takes you back in time, everything just kind of slows down, and you can actually enjoy the river. We have that beautiful river to watch as we're walking through town, and you don't get that everywhere, so it's beautiful.
Yeah, for sure. And businesses that really support each other.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have a wonderful business community, and everybody is looking out for everyone else, so it's been a lot of fun working with the Chamber and seeing that grow over the years.
What's on the horizon in 2020?
Oh, my gosh. We'll have, it'll slow down, as you and I were talking about earlier, but we will have our annual meeting in January, and then our Marine City Llama Race is in March. That's always a really big event.
So. Yeah, remind us what that is, because that is a big deal.
Yeah, so that's a co-fundraiser with the Washington Life Center Council on Aging, and that's where businesses sponsor a llama, decorate it, and then we race it that evening. So
not a real llama.
Not a real llama, no, unfortunately. We've had some disappointment on that.
Yeah,
no.
Where are the llama? Oh, it's a cardboard llama.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, well, and it is wood, so
okay,
it is
it's a nice
llama, and we have a best decorated contest and things like that, but very similar to horse racing, where they bet and have a really good time. So that's grown a lot over the years. It's a great event.
Yeah, and then before you know it, it'll be summertime again.
I know, and we know how busy Marine City
is in the summer.
So,
absolutely.
Yes, and again, we have so many great options with live theater and so many different restaurants, and now great boutique shops and a lot of fun things on the horizon in that regard as well, with new shops moving in. So we're looking forward to that.
All right, in 2020, my gosh.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Erica, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Well,
really appreciate
you.
It. And thanks for having us here in Marine City, where they're getting ready for Maritime Christmas tomorrow all day long.